apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before forgiveness of offenses according to the riches of his grace, which he caused to abound to us in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth. The purpose of the one who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we would be to the praise of his glory, who have first hoped in Christ, in whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is the pledge of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the acquired possession, to the praise of his. Therefore I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which is among you, and your love to all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention. Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the foreknowledge of him, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and operation of the might of his strength, which he caused to operate in Christ, in raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority and power and lordship and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he subjected all things under his feet and gave is his body.